You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The team behind Wellington Zenfest has recently begun rolling out Local Queers, a multi-artist zine project seeing four Ponicare artists create a series of portrait mini-zines capturing local people in the queer community. Artists June Moth, Arden Etoile, Mill Hempy and Julia Howard have all taken part in the project, capturing a mixture of people, some of whom were chosen by the artists and organisers themselves, and others who were nominated by members of the queer community. The zines are currently going for $5, with the proceeds being donated to local rainbow organisations. I spoke to Wellington Zinefest Liam Galter, as well as participating artist Arden Etoile, about the zines. Whakaranga mai. Could you guys please introduce yourselves to our listeners who may not be familiar?
Kia ora koutou. My name is Liam Galter, and I do mahi for Wellington Zinefest.
Kia ora, I'm Arden Etoile, and I do a variety of different sort of multimedia art with a strong focus on drawing queer relationships.
So where has the idea of the Local Queers zine project originated from?
I was kind of inspired by a different project that we did called the Disability Zine Project, where we commissioned disabled creatives to produce zines talking about their experiences as disabled people. And one of them was made by an artist called Beth Hardigan, and she collected a whole bunch of quotes for friends that were disabled, and they talked about their experiences living and moving through the world with a disability. And then she painted watercolors of her friends. And I found that like a really powerful kind of like format, because it involved a lot of people in quite a meaningful way. But also, even though she wasn't necessarily like present, her depiction of them meant that she was very much a part of the work that was produced.
The choosing process for the people that yourself, Arden, and three other artists all took creative portraits of was done through a nominations type system. How did you happen upon using this style, and has it been beneficial?
So we kind of did a mix of both nominations and choosing people we already knew and would like to draw. So I asked quite a lot of my friends if they would like to take part in it. And I'm just really lucky to have a lot of queer friends. So
Liam, you've kind of like split this up into four different mini zines of sorts. Is the plan to kind of bring all of these together into one?
Maybe someday. I would like to make a lot more because they've been really popular. I feel like just the four that we've got now maybe wouldn't be enough, but like at some point it would be great to have like a book. I should say about the nominations, I kind of knew that the people that we were working with would have a lot of friends that they could call on, but I also thought that the nominations would be a way of bringing in people from the community who aren't necessarily like connected or like within our little scene, you know? And I was sort of worried that maybe just like picked people that all sort of looked like us, then maybe it would just be maybe a bit one-dimensional. So I thought nominations was a way that we could kind of like bring that in. And Arden's one particularly has quite a interesting range of people. There's someone there called Lee Jensen, who passed away, who has like a really different set of experiences to the rest of the people that were like presented in the zine. The other thing I thought is that like we tend to sort of like have a culture where we like celebrate individuals, which is great, but I just sort of wanted to have quote unquote everyday people involved, you know? Because like there's so many of us in the world, and in a climate that feels hostile to us sometimes, just showing up and like going to work and existing is sort of an act of resistance, I think. So I wanted to acknowledge that.
I think it is really cool getting to see photos that I've been working from that have been submitted by their friends, because oftentimes it's photos taken by their friends. So it's these queer people I don't know, but I'm seeing them in a really intimate lens. I'd be like, here is this amazing person, and I feel really close to them while I'm drawing them, even though I have no actual relationship with them, and I want to sort of show that through the art.
What sort of methods do you use to try and capture that?
Throughout my artistic career, I've always been really focused on drawing expressions and, you know, trying to create emotion with my drawings. So it's just something that I've always tried to infuse my art with, is various emotions.
Liam, I'd love to hear about some of the other artists that are involved with this project. What can you tell me about the other issues of local queers?
It's so cool, you know, because everyone has approached it really, really differently. The zines are all very different, I think. They're all people that I kind of knew through Wellington Zine Fest. And there are the other artists, Julia Howard, who has done a series of their friends in kind of a sketchy style, but also like asked all of their friends what their favorite colors were and then incorporated that into the design. June Moth, who did issue 2, also did all of their friends and also kind of used a rainbow theme. But their portraits are quite amazing. They're sort of like hyper realistic. And they've set them up in like a rainbow pattern. And it also helps that their friends, a lot of their friends have colors as names. So they have friends called Indigo and Jade and Amber.
Makes it a nice little transition over.
Yeah. And so then cool. My friend Mel Hampy also made one of the zines, and their artwork is really playful and really kind of fun and silly. And so they took the photos from nominations and then embedded the people into like sort of like backgrounds or worlds that represent the things that were described in the little text that comes with the nomination. So our friend Evelyn is really into punk rock and is really good at sewing. So Evelyn's portrait is like set in this kind of punk rock anarchy stitching setting, which is, it's really cool and really fun to look at.
Arden, are there any portraits in particular you've done for this project that you're super proud of and excited for people to see?
Yeah, there's a few actually. So my favorite one is actually on the cover of my issue. And I had so much fun drawing this portrait, mostly because it's my girlfriend. So I was like, yes.
Lovely.
I get to tell just how cool she is. And yeah. So that one, and then there are a couple of others that I just thought really stood out. There's one of someone called Love, and they just had a really interesting photo where they sort of have this blanket over their head and it's draped the kind of way where it just immediately reminded me of sort of Renaissance art. And so I haloed them up, and it's just, I had so much fun with that portrait.
Do you take much inspiration from that style of kind of Renaissance era artwork?
Yeah, I guess. I was really into it when I was younger. I do a lot of sort of iconography art, and I just love giving queer art halos.
I suppose kind of like leading towards this year's Zine Fest in Ponikea, are you looking to kind of like see more of the zine community down there brought together in projects like this for the next couple of months leading up to this year's events and festivals?
I would like to. Yeah, we've, over the past, I think, 3 years, we've always done like a collaborative zine project where we've like had a theme and then people send us a whole bunch of like submissions on that theme and then we put it together and bind it. So people, like the theme last year was cat zine, and people send us like poems of their cats or like photos of their cats or drawings about cats, and we just like chucked it all together, printed it and bound it. And they're not like, I mean, I think that they're really, really cool, but it's not like necessarily like groundbreaking or heavy activist work, but it is like a way of like bringing people together in print. And also I think a way of like allowing people to like experiment with zine making without necessarily having to make a zine. So we try to do like projects like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
And obviously this is a very Ponikea based. Is there any way that people in Tamaki can get their hands on these zines?
Yeah, I want to have an online shop someday. But for now, just DM Wellington Zine Fest.
That was Liam Galter and Arden Atwell chatting about Local Queers, a multi-artist scene project capturing portraits of queer people in the community of Ponikea, put on by Wellington Zine Fest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.